How's everybody doing this evening?
Blessed,
beyond imagine. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening as we open up our service. Just love the Lord this evening. We have any spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight? All right. Praise the Lord. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request? Go ahead. I saw you. I thought you were going to raise your hand, Brother Jeff. Absolutely. Anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone. Oh, I know. I was going to mention that, how many, almost continuous flow we've had in the last 24 hours.
Continue to remember Brother Terry. He's in great spirits, but still having some complications. They're still looking at that other foot. We got a word of prayer with him today. And he's really upbeat, but he's still facing pretty much of an uphill climb. So let's remember him and Sister Connie too. It's the same.
Absolutely. Most definitely we'll lift him up. Anyone else on the roster?
I have three unspoken
prayer requests. All right. If you have an unspoken prayer request or a prayer request, just show by raising your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you tonight. Lord, we thank you for just giving us the opportunity to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, during this time as we go forward, dear Lord, we need to lean on you, dear Lord. We need to just praise you. We need to worship you. We need to just feel your holy blessing and your spirit upon us, dear Lord. Well, I just ask now, dear Lord, as we gather together in your name, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, as we come to service tonight and gather together. Dear Lord, you hear those spoken prayer requests, dear Lord. You know the needs. And, dear Lord, you see those hands that were raised, those names spoken and those unspoken. Dear Lord, all the text that's gone forward, dear Lord, it just seems like it just continues to flow. But, dear Lord, it's not too great for you. It's not too much for you. But, dear Lord, by faith and our hope, we're placing it in your mighty hands, Lord. We're asking you to heal, to mend, to protect all those that are going through procedures, those that have had surgery, working on their recovery, dear Lord, we thank you for those blessings that we've heard, dear Lord, and we're just claiming it done in your name, Jesus. We ask now, dear Lord, that you'll just bless this service. Lord, may your spirit, again, have just a free ring amongst us, dear Lord. May we be receptive to your word, dear Lord. May we feel your holy presence. Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family, all the ministry leaders, our church, dear Lord, as you always have. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. It's good to see you. Let's go ahead and stand. We're going to turn to page 277. We're going to do redeemed tonight. Praise the Lord. I am redeemed. Such powerful words. Praise the Lord. I got it. G is what it says.
Yep. Okay.
I now reside.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. I'm going to say something personal to someone here tonight. Brother Terry, I know you're watching, probably without a doubt. I remember when you wrote that song down and said how much you enjoyed it. I was thinking about you tonight and know that we're lifting you up in prayer and that we know God's got it all, and it's all in His hands, and we just love you. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering so we continue with some special singers. I know some of our announcements as we get started with a new month, it just takes them a little while to get to me, but just the two that I've got that I'm still talking about is our Overcomers Outreach. I know it's so special, and I'd like to just continue to keep them in our prayer, to watch those numbers grow. Those are in need is what I'm getting at. It's not a statistic. It's not a competition. It's for those that are in need that they'll do. And also, don't forget, there is a ladies' class and a men's class now. And also, when it's time for the Ida Bell meeting, don't forget they're changing that time to 6 p.m. We'll be there new, and I think it'll probably be, I don't have the date in front of me, so I don't want to say wrong, but just want to remind people, praise the Lord. Any other announcements? I don't want to forget anybody. Praise God. All right. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God.
You know, there's probably not a time in our lives right now that we don't pray that, or when we're praying, that we pray, God, you're in control. You still know everything that's going on, no matter how rough it is, no matter how sad it can get sometimes. God is still in control. I was going through a real hard time back in 2013. We had lost a very dear friend and member here at the church, Brother Lewis Brown. And he was down from around my way in South Georgia. And he knew a lot of people. And we disconnected right off the bat. And he passed away in 2013. And God gave me this song. And you won't find it up there anywhere. I've never give you the words to it. But y'all just listen to the words. Maybe I can get them out the best way that God wants it to happen. But it just simply says, He's in control. Y'all worship the Lord. He's in control. Yes, He is in control. There's not a tear that falls from my eyes He does not see.
Gone, the next is God's great plan.
Song for us tonight? You got something? That's okay. Didn't give you a heads up. Praise God. We're just going to go ahead and you get in trouble. Amen. Miss Penny, can you do a song for us tonight, please? Then we'll turn it over to Brother Eddie. I didn't give you a notice either, did I?
I'll tell you what, I can take up some of her time to testify if y'all let me.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother. I want to read something. Y'all know how God's been working with me. I'm not going to make it no secret.
Bless the Lord.
But I'm going to tell you what's the truth. God has been more fair, more gooder, gooder in the work. Yeah. Now, a great talent from where he was. To one man than he ought to be. Not just for me, but for people that I love. And he's just pouring blood into that.
Praise God.
Now, I said that to say this. That's not saying that there's not bad times. And that's not saying that there weren't adversities. And that's not saying that because I stand here today and I praise him for what he's done good, that this afternoon or tomorrow, the devil's going to try to show out. But here's the thing. I'm going to rebuke him now.
All right.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He has no room. But I want to read something. And this is one of my favorite scriptures I've been reading, and it just speaks to me. Know what you hear? It's in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, not some situation, every situation, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving. Now see, it wouldn't have been enough if you just said, okay, I'm going to petition you, I'm going to pray to you. But it says in thanksgiving. So
amen.
You don't just come to the throne and put your request and say, I want you to do this for me.
Yeah.
I need this. But you need to follow up with, I thank you for doing
it.
Yes, amen.
And that thank you for doing it, and I praise you for doing it, instills that faith. And it makes that faith stronger. But you know what it does too? You're singing to it. You see what I'm saying? You're telling me, I love you, Lord. I thank you for what you've done for me. But better yet, I thank you for what you're going to do.
Amen.
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 Amen. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my
is it our desire, amen, to live for Him? You know, the Bible says He will give us the desires of our heart. Amen. How many know it's possible to live for Him? Maybe not the easiest road in the world, but it's possible. Amen. We know that. And we have His strength and His guidance to be with us continually. Amen. Through every adversity, through every problem, through every situation. You know, people have been praying for a long, long time. I often say that many of us are here today because of the prayers of our moms and dads and our granddads, amen, that prayed for us. And I'm so thankful for those that prayed for me. When I didn't think praying was that cool of a thing to do, amen, I just kind of went to church because I was made to. But I'm so glad, amen, for the infilling that I did receive when I went there. May not have always obeyed it, amen, but I'm so thankful that I heard the Word of God preached. This is talking about a long time ago. And you know what? I can sing about a long time ago now. You can't hear me. Dear Lord. Hello. It's in the kitchen. I remember days when saints would gather in their little humble cabin. Him on the mountaintop. You can find Him anywhere, amen, that we choose to talk to Him. Somebody testify while we get unhooked tonight. If you got a praise report for the Lord, this is your opportunity.
Well, I'll just say He sure did protect me today. Not that I had any accident or anything like that, but He protected me because I'm here and I'm well.
Praise God. Amen to that. Praise God. Wisdom and understanding.
And I read that comes from the Bible. Amen. We can have all of the wisdom in the world, amen, and not have the knowledge of God, and it doesn't get us very far. But if we got the wisdom of God, amen, and the anointing of God in His presence, amen, He does make us become wise in His ways. And that's where I want to be wise. In the choices that we make, amen, in the conversations that we have, and just our day-to-day living, amen. How many knows it takes a lot of prayer in the day and hour that you and I are living in, amen. But I'm so glad God is always there, ready to listen to us. As I've said so many times, I have never been put on hold when I go to God in prayer. I've never had to mash one or two or three to get in touch with anybody. Amen. God is always there. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, go with us to the book of James. Amen. James, the 5th chapter. I want to read verses 7 through 10 tonight, if I may, and convey to you what the Lord has laid upon my heart. How many thanks the Lord that He talks to us? I may be a little different than most because, I don't know, it seems like He talks to me sometimes through different things. And I'll share with you in just a little bit. I know He talks to me in the Word, and thank God for the Word. Never, ever want to discount the Word. But sometimes in just, as I mentioned a while ago, the day-to-day living, God finds an opportunity to slow us down and minister to us. Amen. Even sometimes when we least expect it. And I'm so glad that God takes us every once in a while and says, wait a minute, let me just kind of speak to you. And I love it when the Lord does that. In James, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse number 7 down through verse number 10, the Bible reads this way. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your mercy, for your grace, for your abounding love. God, for the desire and the opportunity that you've given us together here tonight. Father, I pray your blessings upon each and every person here tonight. God, those who are sick, those who are afflicted, Father, we remember them in prayer tonight, knowing, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask. And Father, we ask for you to touch them and anoint them, strengthen and heal their bodies. Asking you now, Lord, that your Spirit, God, will just overwhelm this place to lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, in the Word that you would have us to go. Father, that we might be submissive to your will and to your Word, that we might be obedient, God, to what you would have us to do. Father, we pray tonight you'll just speak to our hearts through the Holy Ghost. Anoint these lips of clay tonight. God is nothing more than a vessel, just a vessel, God, that maybe you can use somehow to speak to our hearts. And we'll give you praise and honor and glory. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Somebody posted on Facebook a camel. It's hump day. You know what day it is? You know what day it is? You know what day it is? It's hump day. Amen. I always call it prayer meeting time. Amen. I wrote a song about wonderful Wednesday evening prayer meeting. That was when we didn't have a church here in Villarica. We were traveling to Rockmart, Georgia, but there was something wonderful about meeting in the middle of the week and just glorifying and praising God with the precious saints of God. And you are precious. Precious not only in our sight, but precious in the Lord's sight. Tonight I want to bring a message entitled, bear with me now, Slow Down. Slow Down. And let me tell you how this came to be. How many knows that we can travel sometimes the same paths, the same streets, the same highways, and it becomes such a habit that sometimes we are not really totally aware of what is around us until something maybe is different. But every once in a while, things begin to strike our attention. I was traveling the street this week, and you know, as I was going down the street, this car came whizzing by this way, and the one that was in front of me zoomed on off another way, and How many knows you see that on a daily basis? I mean, I told Sister Penny, I said, I remember when you could drive across town and probably only meet five cars, because I was born and raised here in Villarica. But now, and I guess some of that has to do with I-20 being partially closed, and there was just traffic everywhere this week. And it's not uncommon to see them whizzing by, you know, and to my knowledge yet, I've not probably seen very many people who actually stop at a four-way stops. Mostly the time they just kind of slow down and gun it, and I'm aware of that, you know. And I'm retired. I'll let them go on, you know, many, many times and get on and get out of my way. But I saw this, and I looked, and I saw this sign on the street that I don't think I had ever noticed before, and I'm almost positive it wasn't just put there. And the sign said, "Slow, children at play." And that began to bear, and God just kind of spoke to me and said, you know what, in all of this, you need to slow down a little bit. You need to be aware of things. And let me tell you, I was so intrigued by it that this slow just almost stood. It's almost like just God just got me by the nape of the neck and got my attention and said, read that sign. And I'll share with you, you know, we see that sign so many times, and even if we slow down, and hopefully we do, when we see that sign was put there for a reason now, okay? It wasn't just put there to make you slow down. And it was put there because there are some children in the neighborhood that plays. And you know how children are. Sometimes they may run out into the street without looking. And I saw that and I thought about, you know, even if we slow down, a child could still run in front of our vehicle. Even if we're really going below the speed limit, even if we slow down to 10 miles an hour, a child could still be there. A child could come running out of the side at the place and just, you know, and it would be, or you, while you was watching the other car, and I began to think about that, and I said, Lord, not only do we need to slow down, but we need to be vigilant, and we need to be aware. Not only just when we're driving, and it became to me in a spiritual way, Lord, we need to slow down sometimes, and we need to quit being in such a hurry, and we need to be vigilant, and we need to be aware of what's taking place in the world today. I don't even have to begin to tell you, amen, that things are happening at an alarming rate. Change is coming on this world in the last 3 or 4 months that we haven't seen the like in the last 10 years. And it's time that we as the church, we as Christians, begin to be vigilant. We begin to be aware. We begin to do what Brother Keith said. We need to be able to pray unto the Lord and petition Him and give Him thanks in advance, amen, for coming on the scene. So many times that's what we fail to do. We pray. We ask God to intercede. But if we got faith, we say, thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. Thank you, Lord, for making a way even when we don't see the way. But I think sometimes as a society, as a nation, we need to slow down. Listen to the definition of slow. I mean, we pretty much know the definition of slow, but as I read that, it says moving a small distance in a long time. I love that. Think about that. I want to read it again because if not for your benefit, for my benefit. Moving a small distance in a long time. I begin to think about that, and I begin to think about how much we want to do for God and how much zeal and energy, and we really want to step out on faith, and we really want to see miracles, and we really want to see folks saved, and all of that is wonderful and good, but sometimes we need to slow down, amen, and be vigilant and be aware that we don't get ahead of God. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. We need to move almost in a snail-like way, amen, waiting on the leading of God. How many knows that many, many times if we take situations into our own hands, we make a mess of it. Then we have to go back and apologize, not only to the person we made a mess of, but we have to apologize to God for interceding, amen, where God should have been moving in us and directing us exactly how to handle that situation. Moving a small distance in a long time. How many remembers the Carol Burnett show? You remember Tim Conway? Really, really slow motion. You know, and I think about that. Sometimes, God, maybe that's what you need me to do. You need me to slow down a little bit. You need for me to be thankful. Amen. How many know sometimes, as Brother Keith said, we're already praying and asking God for something else when we hadn't even thanked Him for the day that He's given us?
You know, Sister Penny said, she thought, you know, when she said, I'm just thankful, I thought something spectacular had happened today and God kept her from some kind of terrible illness. And then I happened to think, well, I've been with her all day. You know, I don't remember anything spectacular happening. I don't remember anything, almost an accident or anything like that. But what she was doing, she was thanking God that there wasn't anything like that. I hope. Maybe she was just thanking God for putting up with me all day. I don't know what it was. Maybe there was something there. But when we begin to thank God, I just thank you, Lord, for letting me wake up today. I love what Brother Keith said. Thank God my feet hit the floor. Some people can't say that. Come on, it happens. Some people can't. Some people weren't able to get up this morning. And all those wonderful things, amen, that God has blessed us with. And it also says, not quick. Not quick. Not rapid. Not quick in motion. And then I love this. The goal of slowing down isn't actually to go slower. Does anybody ever tell you, wait, slow down, slow down. Sometimes you get so excited, you're just stumbling all over your words trying to tell somebody, especially if you've just witnessed a great event or something. You're trying to tell somebody and say, wait a minute, slow down. Think about what you're saying. The goal of slowing down isn't actually to go slower. It's about taking action in the most effective way. Amen. How many times? How many times? Have we thought about it's speed, it's speed, it's speed. I got to get it done. I got to get it done. Lord, you got to let me get this. You got to let me. And God says, no, wait a minute. You haven't got to get that done today. You haven't got to do that. Why don't you just slow down, amen, and take it a little at a time, amen, and move a small distance and let it take you a long time to get there. Let me give you for instance. And I don't want you to raise your hand, and I don't want you to duck like it really hits you because it hits me. How many times are we so quick to get our prayer out of the way? Because we've checked that off our to-do list. Boy, we can pray fast too, can't we? But you know what? God can answer prayer fast too. And sometimes it necessitates a quick prayer. I mean, he's ever been in one of those situations? God, you've got to do something. You've got to do it now. Lord, I need you now. Lord, I need you to move right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And he can calm the storm. He can straighten out the vehicle. He can do all number of things. And he can act fast. But how many knows that sometimes maybe God wants us just to slow down a little bit and begin to pray and meditate, amen, before the Creator of heaven and earth itself, over the one who spoke and breath, or breathed the breath of life into our nostrils and we became a living soul. Let me just slow you down a little bit and speak words to you that's going to help you. It's about taking action in the most effective way. I run across a saying, then how many knows the Navy SEALs? Man, I can't even begin to imagine all the training and all of the physical ability that those SEALs have to do. I mean, they're called on to do some extraordinary things. And I imagine that, in fact, I think I've read, you just can't sign up and be a Navy SEAL. You got to go through some intense training, and you got to pass a lot of things, and then be able to do that. And from what I understand, you know, there's only a few out of each group that makes that high grade of becoming a Navy SEAL. Listen to what one of their sayings is. Their saying is this, and it promotes this concept of slowing down. It said, "Slow is smooth, and smooth is fast." Think about that. Slow is smooth, and smooth is fast. I remember back when I was in the bread business, and I had run a bread route for a long, long time. I don't even care to tell you how long it was. But they put me in a position of training some others. They would let them ride with me so that they could learn the bread business. And, you know, their ideology was, man, let's get it off, get it on the ship. See the bread, put the bread on the ship, get it, and go. And, you know, so many times when you train some, they, you know, when you're used to doing it every day, you can put the bread on. You already got a plan. You already got a plan in your head exactly what you're going to do. But it's overwhelming to look at a bread ship that's half as long as this congregation or the building here, and it's empty, and you got to put the bread on the ship. And when you put the bread on the shelf, it may be in the wrong position and all that. But they got to get it done because it's fast, because we got 20 more stops we got to get go. And it was really, really hard for me to convey to them, if you'll slow down and do it the right way, you won't have to go back and fix it. You won't have to go back and redo it. And then when you step back and look at it, it's going to look presentable. And whether you realize it or not, people buy things that look good. If that bread shelf has just been tore up and just half thrown in, it's not going to be impressive to people, and people are probably not going to buy it. They're going to buy your competitors. And one of the hardest things to teach that new person was to slow down and do it right. And I saw that sign. And that slow, just, it looked like it was that big, the letters. Because I don't know if the car coming this way and the car in front of me going that way saw that or not. But if they did, they had paid no attention to it. And I thought, that sign is there for a reason. God puts up the slow sign sometimes for a reason. Amen. You need to calm down. You need to rest. You need to petition God. You need to pray. You need to seek His guidance. And smooth becomes fast. Amen. In praying and seeking God and seeking the will of God. James speaks of some certain things here that I want to talk about. First of all, in James's advice, and let me just read it again, because if we've kind of touched on it a little bit and kind of laid a little bit of groundwork. But James says again, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman," or the farmer basically, "waited for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain." Let me just stop for just a minute and tell us seasoned saints of God, be patient on the new converts to bring forth fruit. Don't expect them to be as mature as you are. Don't expect them to be as deep in the Scriptures as you are blessed to be. Don't expect them, amen, to be able to withstand the storm and the trials and the tribulations as easily as you do, because you've been tested, amen. So be patient with them. Be slow with them. And teach them that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. They'll get through the trials quicker. They'll get over the mountains quicker. Amen. And they won't be nearly as devastated by the trials and situations when they learn, amen, to wait upon the Lord. And we talked about that in preceding messages. Wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run, not be weary, and they'll walk and not faint. What else does he say? "Wait it for the precious fruit of the earth, hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain." I can hear us now. "Lord, you got to let it rain. You got to let it rain. You got to let it rain. You got to send down the blessing. Lord, send down the rain in due season." In due season. How many knows that many times, if God would answer every prayer exactly like we pray it, we'd probably be begging for forgiveness. God, please. Come on. Slow is smooth. "Lord, I don't even know how to ask. Lord, I don't even know what tomorrow holds. Lord, this situation's so big, I can't even begin to tell you how I need you to fix it. But Lord, I just know that I'm placing it into your hands." Slow down with that prayer. Slow down with that meditation. Slow down with that conversation between you and the Father. And just ask, "Lord, your will be done. Your will be done. I'm just a mere human. You see the future. You hold the future in your hand. Lord, take me and mold me and fashion me into what you would have me to be. Let me be that vessel, God, that you'll get honor of." Then he says in verse 8, "Be ye also patient." Lord, he mentions this word several times. "Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." How many knows that I believe the Lord is coming soon? And we were coming to church tonight, and I looked and I thought that I could get my bearings straight. And sure enough, and the eastern sky looked very ominous tonight. I'm just saying. It really, really had a different color, had a different aura than the west. It's north and south just when I looked toward that eastern sky. And, you know, I'm not trying to say the Lord's coming tonight, but I'm saying one of these days we could be looking toward that eastern sky and suddenly that thing split wide open, the trumpet sound, and the Lord could come back. I believe we're living in that day and hour when the Lord could come back. And that means we need to be ready. Amen? We need to be ready for the Lord. "Be patient, for the coming of the Lord is nigh. Grudge not one against another, We're going to come and get into that in just a moment. Brethren, lest you be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. How many knows I'm not a judge? We're not to judge. We're to help. We're servants. Amen. That's what I did when I first got called in the ministry. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, give me what you would have me to get. And I went and looked it up, and it said, minister, one who attends to the needs of others. God called me to be a servant. Amen. Nothing really glorious about that whatsoever. It's just that he wanted to use a servant, amen, to get the word out. So that's what we understand. So don't judge your brother, because the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren for an example, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. First of all, James mentioned, be patient as you wait. How many knows that we have waited, but we've been very impatient? Well, Lord, I'll wait. I know you don't do everything exactly like I want, but you know what? You got about 30 minutes to do it. That's not waiting patiently. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord, they that wait patiently upon the Lord, because God is moving. Even when we can't see it, even when we can't feel it, we know that if we placed our faith in God's hands, God's going to do it. Amen. How many believes that God's going to do and will do what we ask Him to do? If you don't believe me, the Word says it. Amen. The things that are impossible with man are made possible by God. And if we have the faith is of a grain of mustard seed. How many knows that mountains can be moved? So be patient as you wait. Wait how? With expectation for the fruit. I thought about the farmer. That's the analogy that James used. The husbandman. Be patient as he goes, and he understands, and he knows that the next day that there's not going to be fruit on that vine. There's not going to be a seed that just sprouts up overnight, or a tree or a bush that's going to instantly begin to put forth fruit. He knows that it's going to take time. He's going to have to wait patiently, but he's also going to wait expectantly. Amen. Wait with expectation. How many prays a prayer with expectation? Not a maybe prayer. Not a hopeful prayer, but a prayer of expectation. Father, I know that you're going to make a way. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said, God, Lord, that you would give us the desires of our heart. Lord, you said if we'd call for the elders of the church, anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith, amen, they shall be recovered, amen. I am praying with expectation that God is going to move. If we're not, we're just kind of wasting our time. If we're not really praying with an expectation, amen. Then he says to establish your hearts. Establish ourselves. Confirm before acting. Now that doesn't only hold true in the spiritual realm, amen, but that's pretty good sound advice in everything that we do. Confirm before you act. How many of us have acted in haste and wished to goodness we'd wait and found out a little bit more about the situation? Amen. I'm going to raise my hand because I've acted in haste many, many times, only to go back and say, Lord, in mercy, I messed that thing up. If I'd have just waited, amen, if I'd have just waited. So confirm before you're acting. Establish your hearts. Make them steadfast and unmovable. Now we get to where he said, grudge not. Basically, that means don't complain against your brother. Well, when I read that, I had to repent. Because I complain a lot. For a man of God, I begin to think, I complain a lot. Maybe not in church, maybe not to you, but my wife hears me complain quite a bit. And I happen to think, you know, that's not doing anything. Man, it's just making me feel bad when I complain. And I begin to think, you know, grudge not. Don't complain against your brother. And also, don't judge him. Don't judge him. The judge standeth at the door. Amen. The judge is going to judge them. And that's what that's what my heart goes out, because I know that there is a righteous judge. Amen. And you're not going to get anything past him. They may be getting by with it now. They may be doing things that we cannot believe. Amen. That even our own law cannot do anything about. But there is a judge that's standing at the door. And listen, that judge is going to judge, amen, righteously. They're not going to be anybody just kind of slip in or slip by. Remember, because that judge knows everything there is to know about us. He knows us from the inside out. He knows our heart. He knows our mind. He knows everything there is to know about us. It's not just how we conduct ourselves in church. It's not just how we conduct ourselves when we're around other saints. But he knows everything there is to know about us. So Church, don't worry. They're not going to get by with it, okay? They're not going to pull one over on God's head or God's eyes. He sees everything that's going on. Amen. We need to pray for them. We need to say, Lord, save them. Touch them, anoint them, change their heart, change their mind. And if ever we needed to pray that prayer, it's the day and hour that we're living in. And then he also mentions, he says, as an example, take the prophets. The prophets suffered. They suffered with patience. Amen. I would wish that I could tell you that there'll be no suffering, there'll be no pain, there'll be no affliction, but that's not Bible. The Bible tells us that there will be those things. In fact, in one place it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But we have a God who will deliver us out of every one of those things. Amen. And if we don't receive anything else from this tonight, understand this. There's times we just kind of need to slow ourselves down. Amen. Just kind of take a deep breath. Kind of relax. And know that God's got it. Amen. How many believe that God knows exactly what's going on in this world? I mean, nothing is surprising to Him. He doesn't turn on the news every morning and see what happened last night. He doesn't have to. He knows exactly what's going on. He sees the things that's been torn down. He sees the fires. He sees the turbulence. He sees all of those things. But remember this, the judge standeth at the door. Amen. I don't want to get caught up in that. I want to slow down. I want to say, Lord, you know what? I can't do a thing to change it. I can pray. I can earnestly seek God for their behalf, and I really need to. I need to do more praying and less complaining. I'll confess that with all of my heart tonight. Because I saw that. I saw that when that big slow sign, because children are at play. And I thought, how many children are right now? Amen. Totally unaware of some of the things that go on. And if we're sitting around complaining, moaning, and groaning, it's going to affect them. Amen. So we need to speak encouragement, and we need to pray, and we need to lift our children up. I'm not saying condone what's going on in the world. Please hear me. I'm not saying that at all. It upsets me as much as it does anybody else. Amen. But moaning, groaning, complaining about it, it's not going to help it at all. But praying and petitioning and thanksgiving unto God, amen, can move mountains. It can change lives. It can turn folks around. It's done it time and time again. The prophets did it, amen. Many, many times, you know, the prophet thought he was all by himself. He went out there and sat under a juniper bush and said, Lord, just take me on home. I'm just ready to die. I'm the only one. He said, no, I got 400 that have not bailed or not bowed to Baal, amen. There is a majority of folks, I believe, amen, that's praying, seeking the will of God. I want to be a part of that, don't you? But slow down. Take a breath. Learn to do this. I mean, those, maybe it's this way. Or maybe it's this way. I'm showing my age. You don't have to get up and walk over to the television and cut it off, do you? Sometimes you can just use that thing and cut it off. Sometimes slow down. Quit getting so riled up. Quit getting so caught up in it. And begin to say, Lord, I know that you're going to see us through. I believe that with all of my heart. Boy, if I don't know, I think I'm going to find me one of those signs and just kind of put it up in my head. Slow, slow. You know, we see them again. Slow, and we see them so many times. Here was my point. One of them, we see it so many times we don't pay that much attention to it. We really don't. Well, I've never seen any children around there. You know, they just put that up. But there's a reason they put that up. Another one, slow, funeral in progress. First thing, what do we do? We're looking for the wreath on the door somewhere. There's a reason for that sign to be there. And there's a reason that God's Word talks so much about patience, about waiting with expectation. Slow our lives down a little bit. I know it gets hectic. I know we get busy. I know we got all these things to do. But every once in a while, I think God just wants us to rest, take a deep breath, slow down. Amen. And what is it? Slow is smooth. Slow is smooth. And then what? Smooth is fast. Because you don't have to keep going back and fixing things. Amen. Lord have mercy, I've done my share of that. So I hope that you received something from that tonight. It really, really hit me hard. And I tell people that so many times. I said, you're hearing the sermon for the first time. This is my second time. Amen. Because God's done preached to my heart when I saw that sign. And I said, Lord, let me just kind of slow down a little bit and hear from you and be led by your Spirit. not jump out in front of you or try to take off and just say, Lord, come on, you got to make a way. But wait for God to make a way and then go forth. God bless you tonight. We love you with all of our heart. Do remember those who are in prayer. Many, many requests today on the text. We saw those, and our heart just goes out to them. There's just so many requests. But you know what? In one way, that's letting me know that people know that this church is a praying church. And I thank God for that, because they know that if they get that prayer request to the church is going to be praying. And I really believe that, because it's so easy to hit prayers. But I believe with all of my heart that this church, when it hits prayers, that really means they're praying. They're not just saying, hey, going to pray, but they're really praying. Even calling that name out. And how are you going to do that? Sometimes you're going to have to slow down. You have to slow down and say, well, I really am praying. I'm really going to pray for that need right now. Because that like button and that praying button is so easy to hit. Amen. But sometimes we need to put it down and say, Lord, I'm just taking this time to pray for my brother. Taking this time to pray for that precious sister. Taking this time, Lord, to pray in the name of Jesus. Slow down. Slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. Would you stand? God bless you. Love you tonight with all of my heart. This altar's open. If you need prayer tonight, please understand and know that we're here to pray with you, lift you up, encourage you any way that we possibly can. If you have a need, please come forward tonight, whether it be sickness, affliction, whatever it may be. I mean, you know we serve a God who's able to do all things. Amen. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful evening, a great balance of the week. Brother Jim, if you would come, dismiss us with a word of prayer. Thank you for coming tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we do. Praise God. What a timely message. Just praise God. We just love each and every one of you. So good to see you tonight on this Wednesday night. I want to ask you just to, as Brother Eddie just said, let's continue to be in prayer for all the different prayer requests going forward, those spoken and unspoken. God knows. Well, all hearts and minds clear? Well, praise the Lord. I want to invite you to Sunday school Sunday morning too. If you're not already attending, and those that are, we really appreciate you. Our teachers are doing a great job, and God is in control of all that we do. So, all righty, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you again, Lord, for your many blessings. Dear Lord, for answering prayers. Lord, for always being the on-time God that we know you are. Lord, now as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, I want to ask you to bless each and every family represented here. Dear Lord, those that are here with us live, those that are watching the feed, those children that are down the stairs and the teens outside in the other building. But, dear Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we're so blessed. Dear Lord, we're so just so rich in the things that you've given each and every one of us, dear Lord. Now we just ask you, keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Have a great rest of the week. Praise God.